Campaign contributions continue to flow into the Colorado House District 33 race as the November 8 election approaches. Combined, the race has pulled in more than $80,000, according to financial records filed through the Tracer database with the Colorado Secretary of State's office. The records show that Republican candidate Stacey Doherty raised $8,969.99 as of her campaign's last filing October 12. Democratic candidate William Lindstedt has $74,000 in reported contributions as of October 17, but he said his campaign has raised more than $80,000 to date. Doherty said she started her fundraising in March, whereas Lindstedt started fundraising later in the year. "I had to get started at the end of May," Lindstedt said. "It hasn't been that long. I'm probably one of the last people to enter a legislative race." Both candidates said individuals were the largest source of their campaign donations. "This is a grassroots, people-powered campaign, not anything funded by mega donors, political action committees or dark money," Doherty said. "Most of her donors are people she knows or has met over the course of her campaign," Doherty said. "Fundraising is making a lot of calls to friends, families, party activists, constituents and asking them to donate," she said. "The nice thing is people know that whatever they give is going into the campaign efforts, and not to me personally." Lindstedt said his campaign received more than 300 individual contributions from a diverse group of donors. "We're working hard to make sure we're building a big and welcoming, inclusive coalition," he said. "Because I'm running to represent the entire community, I'm not running just to represent Democrats. I view this position as, you're the representative of all of District 33, even if people didn't vote for you." Both campaigns spent funds on digital advertisements, campaign literature and other messaging. However, Lindstedt said the bulk of his donations went to his campaign staff. "I am really, really proud to have my campaign be recognized and certified by the Progressive Workers Union, because I think my staff deserves livable wages and time off, and they need to be treated fairly and well," he said. Both candidates said they expect to spend all funds raised by early November. Doherty and Lindstedt are vying to take the seat of Representative Matt Gray, who withdrew his candidacy before the June primary. House District 33 includes Broomfield, Superior, and parts of Erie and Westminster.